High School Basketball is on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 95.9thepowercow.com.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner out here at Northwest High School tonight. District semifinal action tonight. Northwest Mounties hosting this district tournament all week, and tonight they are on the floor against the Jackson High School Vikings. Little crosstown rivalry tonight, Paul, and I don't know. I've been looking at it for a couple days now, knowing that on Monday night Northwest won and that this would be the matchup, and I don't think I have a better handle on it today than I did then on who I think is going to win. I think it's a toss-up, and that makes it more fun for a game to come out and call.
Absolutely, and the fact that, these are two teams that are very familiar with each other. They did not play this year, but they have played year in, year out in the past. Could get it to work out this year, but so they're familiar with each other. They know each other, and I think a lot of these girls play against each other in the summer times, and, grew up maybe playing some AAU together against each other as well. So, yeah, this it's a tough matchup. Should be fun, especially here in the first week of March.
Yeah, and it's win or go home, and that always adds a little incentive to play harder, play your best game, and sometimes it adds a little bit of nerves, too. So I think part of it is going to be, how does Jackson adjust to the postseason? Northwest has a game under their belt already, and in some ways that might be an advantage because you're a little more ready for the playoff atmosphere. Some ways maybe your legs are a little more tired. You know, there's pros and cons. Again, it all adds to the uncertainty that I have about who's going to win or even play better tonight. As I mentioned, Northwest came out on Monday night against Mason here at home and beat them 46-37. And they had beaten Mason earlier in the year by about 20 points, but the pregame buzz on Mason was that they had been playing better later in the year, and they were kind of coming into their own. So not a surprise that it was a little bit closer game. Josie Bontrager paced Northwest with 18 points, and she really was their most important player on the boards, passing the ball and, of course, doing some scoring. Northwest comes in winning six straight. Another great year for them, 17-4 overall now with the win on Monday. And I think we know about Northwest as a good program.
Yeah, and I think, too, the fact that they've played a good schedule all season long in the I-8 conference. We talked the other night, last Friday night out at Western, that how good that conference is.
Yeah.
Really from top to bottom, there's really no easy teams, and, teams that have had success on the state level the past five or six years. Not to mention, too, they added Ipsy Harbor Prep to their schedule this year, Northwest did. And although they lost to Ipsy Harbor Prep, those are the games, according to Coach Ryan, Coach Ryan Carroll, for this reason, for tonight's game.
Right.
That's why you play those types of teams.
Yeah, it's kind of a scenario where you might learn more from a loss than you do from a win in a tough game like that, and kind of see where you guys need to improve and where you can address some game plan stuff. Meanwhile, Jackson comes in here 10-8 overall, 8-6 in their league. And again, we saw them once at Spring Arbor University. It was the opener of that game. The boys played later with Imani Bates in the building.
Yep.
So that was all the buzz, but it was good to get to see the Jackson girls and kind of get a flavor for how they play. I think they play aggressive. I think they play with an up-tempo, and they are intense. And I think that's their personalities. That's the way they like to play, and they're better when they get intense. And I think this atmosphere benefits them when you get that playoff scenario going. It's going to be loud in here, and it's going to be intense. And I think Jackson will feed off of that.
Yeah, it should be fun. Their style of play will, you talked a little bit earlier about the nerves and things like that. Sometimes, that can come into play here, especially when you're playing your first game. But if you're playing hard, you can outplay your mistakes. You can fix the mistakes that you make from nerves by playing hard. And I'm sure that's what Jackson will look to do here tonight.
Yeah, kind of that. How soon can you forget that it's not just a regular game?
Right.
And then you start getting into the game and the same way you do all year long. And I think Jackson won't be, I don't expect they'll come out with many playoff jitters. I think they're going to come out and play hard, focus on the defensive end, and make Northwest work for everything they get. They are coming in their last 10 games, 7-3. That's a very respectable mark. Jackson, this is two good teams. And here after into the pregame now for a few minutes, I still not sure who I think is going to win this one. And I think I just think it's going to be a fun basketball night tonight here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll come back, look at the starting lineups and get everything ready for tip-off. It is the Northwest Mounties, the Jackson Vikings on 95.9 The Power Cow. And we broadcast this game online as well at 95.9thepowercow.com.
High School Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner here tonight. Captain Steve, if you're a Power Cow regular listener, hey, visit 95.9thepowercow.com and click on our March Mania banner and sign up for the college basketball bracket competition. NCAA tournament's going to get started here pretty soon, and you want to be in it. If you pick a perfect bracket, you win $1 million. That's going to be tough, but a 65-inch TV is a nice consolation prize for just having the best bracket.
That might be a good strategy just to pick all upsets this year with the way college basketball has gone.
Yeah, the people seeding the tournament, I don't think they have any better idea than what anyone else has about who's really going to win those games. Like I said, we're not sure who's going to win tonight, but we know who they're going to send out there to try. And looking at the starting lineups, Northwest, I believe they're going with the same lineup they went with on Monday night.
Coach Carroll did mention that he was kind of waiting to see if what the lineup that Jackson High started with, he might make a slight change, but he told me more than likely he would go with the same lineup from Monday.
So you're looking at 5'7 freshman guard Lane Slate. We've got 5'8 senior forward Brooklyn Bevier. 5'11 senior, she's listed as a guard, Josie Bontrager, but she's the tallest girl on the floor for Northwest most of the time. But Bontrager had 18 points to lead the Mounties on Monday night. She'll be in there. Anya Hedrich, who actually the tallest girl on the floor, 6'1 for the Mounties. She is their center. And Morgan Hanchett, the senior guard. She's been around for a while there with the Mounties as well, part of their deep run to the state finals a couple years ago.
Yep, four-year varsity player.
A lot of experience with the Mounties lineup. Josie Bontrager's been a four-year player. And Hedrich has been around. So, yeah, they do have some experienced players out there. Meanwhile, for Jackson, you put Jada Patton on the floor. She's listed as power forward as a senior. We've got Aria Moore, point guard, junior point guard. Madison Wagner, junior small forward. Maya Pierce, the sophomore shooting guard. And Zoe Langley, junior center, listed for the Vikings. And again, I haven't seen the Vikings as many times as I've seen Northwest, but I do expect them to play a lot like the boy version. Up-tempo, pressure, and you mentioned, I think they get a little physical too, and that's kind of their style.
Yeah, I think too, again, with the league that they play in, that's probably, you know, a little more physical league than the Interstate 8. And, you know, I think you kind of adapt to survive, you know, as the season goes on. And I think too, with the athleticism that I see warming up here right out in front of us, you know, I think they're going to, you would want to play hard and play fast and play physical. And, you know, I think that'll definitely benefit Jackson High.
So we'll see how it goes officiating wise. We're here at Northwest High School now. Lay down the rest of the schedule on the air tonight. Columbia Central already got a win earlier in the night against Vandercook Lake, putting themselves in the district final out there at Grass Lake High School. And I think we had 72-20 the final. I think we caught it from GOC, that game on WKHM earlier. And tonight, the premier game in the area,
maybe
Michigan
the
Center and Grass Lake. And that's out of Grass Lake again. Now, if you're a Mountie fan or a Viking fan, this is the premier game, but a couple of state-ranked teams there in Michigan Center and Grass Lake, and it's going to be a tough matchup for Columbia Central, no matter who they get there in the final, but that one's on 970 AM and 101.5 FM tonight, and online at WKHM.com. Again, our game broadcasting live at 95.9thepowercow.com. And you can stream us online around the world. So plenty of time for you to text your friends and relatives across the globe who might want to listen in for the Northwest Mounties and the Jackson High School Vikings tonight here on the Power Cow. Also, boys postseason is going to get started next week. And Hanover Horton, I think, is the team with the highest expectations. Certainly, Mick McCabe and the Detroit Free Press had them ranked in the top 10 statewide, not per division, but out of everyone. And they had them listed at number 2 in the Division 3 where they'll play in the postseason. You got several tough teams on that road for sure. And, of course, Flint Beecher waiting for them, likely finals opponent if they do make it.
Right, and, of course, Flint Beecher probably ranked number 1
Yes, exactly.
All divisions as well.
I think they were number two.
Were they?
If I'm not mistaken, but they are number one in Division III.
Okay. I thought I saw them maybe in the... I can't remember now what ranking it was.
Sure,
there's a lot of them out there.
Depends on who you ask. Max Preps.
Right.
Max Preps does some rankings, and of course, MLive and some other sources, but the Free Press one is the one that we happen to grab. And plus, it's nice to know that Hannibal Horton's getting recognized for how good they are, realistically, and we've seen them be nothing but fantastic all year long.
And with some of the wins that they've had recently, again, outside of the Cascades Conference, you know, I think shows that they are a player on the state level.
Yeah.
You know, we saw them totally annihilate Dixie Harbor Prep with a 30-point third quarter, I believe, if I recall correctly. And just this past weekend with a nice win over a Detroit team. So, you know, and again, I think that's the reason why they've played those games and they've upgraded their schedule in a big way.
Most certainly. And not just upgrading the schedule, but going out and proving themselves against those tougher opponents that they were trying to find. And it does seem like Hannibal Horton's had to work to find opponents who are tougher and who are willing to play them, because I get a sense that not everybody's rushing to go play that difficult Comet team. So that's, again, just more to look forward to here as the month of March gets going in high school postseason basketball. Starts to take the main stage, and we've got the Northwest Mounties and the Jackson Vikings coming up here. Another two-minute break, and then we will come back for the tip-off. It's the Vikings and the Mounties right here at 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 95.9thepowercow.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner, ready to get things started here as the final starters announced on the floor. Morgan Hanchett, the last player to be announced for the Mounties, and they'll all group up here near the free throw line on the end of the floor closest to us. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're just about ready to go as the Mounties huddle up. Jackson huddles up a little closer to their bench with the starters, and they'll make their way out to the floor first. A good atmosphere in here already. What I like about Jackson High is they bring along the sideline cheerleading team.
Absolutely. They are one of the few teams, probably the only team in Jackson area, I think, that still does that, and probably one of the few in the state.
Yeah, it gives us a little extra enjoyment out here. It gives us a little more atmosphere.
Absolutely.
As Bontrager steps in the middle to take the tap, and she gets it back to Brooklyn Bevere, and Morgan Hanchett brings the ball up the floor now for Northwest as we are underway. Left side for Bontrager. Goes to the high post for Bevere. Floats it down to Hedrich down low. She missed the shot. Rebounded by Jackson. Vikings coming up the floor. That's Maya Pierce. Dribbles into the elbow area and backs it back out. Directing a little traffic. Hands it off to Madison Wagner. And now gets it to the top for Jada Patton, who will... Excuse me, that's Aria Moore setting up the offense.
Both now teams man-to-man.
Now to the corner drive, baseline. Up in the air, shot blocked by Bontrager, but recovered by Jackson. Now another drive into the air, blocked by Hedrich. A couple of blocked shots on the defense here by Northwest. Missed shot on the second attempt there, Aria Moore. Now a turnover by the Mounties on the offensive end of the floor. Wagner pushes it up the floor to Patton, and she's going to make a move. Passes back out to Wagner. Patton back down low, working against Bevere. Back to the basket, picked up her dribble, and switched pivot feet, and official right on it, gets her for the travel.
That's Brooklyn Bevere who draws the assignment of guarding Jada Patton, one of the top players in the Jackson area.
Taking that challenge.
Yep.
Slate left side for Bontrager. She crosses over. Patton's going to pick her up. Hedrich with the basketball to the high post. Out the handshot. She thought about a triple. Now she'll drive. Floats one off the... It kind of softly kissed the back rim and rolled in. And it's 2-0 Mounties with 6:33 to play first quarter.
Nice pump fake and drive. Get into the lane. Get yourself a little easier shot.
You know, when you're Morgan Hanchett and the book on you is that you like to shoot that three-point shot, they got to come out and respect that the driving lane's going to be open for you at least early.
Absolutely.
Wagner out deep with the basketball for Jackson. Makes a move to the left. Passes to Moore. Moore dribbling around the top all the way into the basket. Hendricks comes over, blocked shot. Gets it out to Slate, who's got Hanchett running the break with her. Nice job by Wagner to chase down the play from behind. Good hustle. Knocks it out of bounds. Still 2-0 Mounties with 6:01 to play here first quarter.
Two real nice defensive plays here already by Anya Hedrich there with just standing her ground. And
inbound goes to Hanchett. She takes a step back three off the rim. Battle for the rebound. Bevere taps it. Goes out. Oh, it goes out off Jackson as Bevere tried to save it. The Mounties will keep possession.
It's a long way from here. We'll trust his judgment.
Lane Slate passes it in deep to Hanchett right near the center circle and the oversized NW logo. Bevere dribbling around the top. Right side for Bontrager. She'll take a deep triple.
Holy moly.
That one comes offside rim, rebounded by Wagner, and Jackson coming up the floor. Wagner gets to the left side for Moore. She'll drive into the paint, passes out. And there's another drive into the air, passed down to the baseline. That was, Jada Patton. And now knock away and a steal by Northwest. Hanchett running the break. Off the glass, kissed it and scored it. 4-0 Mounties. As Morgan Hanchett gets the scoring started for Northwest. She's got all four so far. 5:12 to play first quarter. Crossover and into lane. Floats one on the run. That is Maya Pierce into the lane. And on the block attempt, we'll get a foul against Northwest.
Something to watch for here tonight, Steve. Again, with talking to Coach Carroll, he wants their defense forcing all the Jackson High players to dribble to their left. And you can see already how the Jackson girls really want to get to their right. So forcing them left may take them a little out of their comfort zone. But right there, that was Maya Pierce who got to the lane to her left and got and drew the foul.
She hits both free throws, 4-2 the score. Jackson keeping a little pace here early. Slate working to the right side and drops off her Hanchett. She works her way into the lane, passes out to Hedridge, dribbles around to the top, and has it knocked away momentarily by Patton. And now on the drive and the finish is Lane Slate, the freshman for the Mounties. 6-2 Northwest leads.
Nice little dribble drive offense by the Mounties. Getting layups right now.
Maya Pierce on the drive, slices through two defenders, leaves it a little short on the shot, rebounded by Northwest. Hanchett coming up the left side. Lefty layup attempt, too strong off the glass. Had to get it over Patton's outstretched arms. Now rebounded by Jackson. Moore coming up the floor in the middle. And stops into the paint. Lost her footing. Missed the shot. Rebound by Jackson. Missed. Second try, no good. Third try, block. Staying with it on the glass, Zoe Langley, but she could not get it to go. And now Jackson on the, or the Northwest on the run out, rather. And looking for Morgan Hanchett ahead of everyone, and it's off her hands and out of bounds.
Again, that's probably three blocks already by Anya Hedrich. And hasn't left her feet on one of them yet. Just standing straight up. Getting her hand on the ball.
Jackson with the basketball at the top of the key. And that is Maya Pierce. She's been able to pierce the teeth of the Northwest defense. Now she fires for three and hits. Quick trigger there by Maya Pierce. And she hits the triple and it's 6-5. Jackson within one. Josie Bontrager with a nice back-to-the-basket move. Turnaround jumper. Nothing but net. 8-5 Northwest. Pierce just driving the Jackson offense right now on the dribble drive. And we'll get a foul against Northwest. Knocked out of bounds, sending Pierce back to the free throw line. Maya Pierce, just a sophomore out here for Jackson. And really pushing the pace.
That foul was on Lane Slade, her first, team third. And Pierce misses the first free throw. Mary Crowley into the game for the Mounties. And Alasia Johnson in for the Vikings.
Pierce hits free throw, 8-6. As you mentioned, Mary Crowley on the floor. Anspaw off the bench as well for Northwest. Crowley bringing up the floor. Gets to Bevier, deep right wing. Out top. Swing around to Crowley, left wing. She'll dribble into the paint. Drops it off on a nice give-and-go move. Setting up Josie Bontrager for a layup. 10-6, Mounties. 3:07 to play here in the first, and we're going to get a travel violation on Jackson as the Mounties set up a little full-court pressure. Jackson turns it over, trailing by four. The Mounties will get the ball back and look to add to their four-point lead. Mary Crowley accepts the inbounds near midcourt. One dribble through the legs, working to the left side. Left wing giver, Bontrager. High post for Bevere. Swings it around. Crowley open for a two-point shot and knocks it down. Mary Crowley off the bench and gets 2 points quickly. And a little more pressure and another steal by Northwest. It's Hanchett who gets the ball. And really quick, I'll shout out the good sportsmanship from
Madison Wagner
to help Hanchett to her feet.
Yep. Yep. And I think the full court press by Northwest has given Jackson some trouble.
Yeah.
And they're going to get a timeout and talk about it.
Perhaps a little unexpected here this early. 2:43 to play. It's 12-6 Northwest. Let's take a 30-second break. Back with more here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Morgan Hanchett on the sideline to inbound. Gets it to Mary Crowley, dribbling across to the left. Now to the high post for Bevere. Hanchett on the back cut. And Wagner with the steal. And that'll go out of bounds on the sideline.
Northwest with a little set play out of the timeout, trying to run a little backdoor play to Hanchett. Had her open, just good hustle by Wagner to knock that ball away.
Crowley working the offense here, right wing. Coming across the top. Another kind of a screen and roll there, but stolen by Jackson. Wagner coming up to the left wing. Now drops to the high post for Patton, and she takes a step back jumper. A little fadeaway. Missed it. Rebounded by Northwest, and it trickles out of bounds off the loose hands as both players go to the floor. And that'll stay Viking basketball.
Fine call by Corey Ray there on the baseline. Veteran official.
Wagner inbounds to Pierce. Pierce hits the two-point jumper. Pierce got a nice-looking shot. She's knocked out a couple already here with just 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 12-8, Jackson leading on a drive. Missed shot by Crowley, rebounded by Jackson. They can cut the lead down to just two. Pierce dribbles through the paint. Now step back three off the heel. Rebound chased down by Crowley. She runs out on the break. And she probably should have just taken that one up herself, tried to go across the lane, and it's knocked out of bounds. Northwest will keep it, but she had pretty much a clear lane to the basket on that one.
Well, I think she maybe thought the Jackson player was going to maybe try to step in and take a charge, so was trying to avoid that, but probably left-handed layup right there is probably worth 2 points.
Minute 36 to play here, first quarter, 12-8 lead for Northwest. Inbound coming from the baseline, it's Lane Slate. To pass it in.
You mentioned Maya Pierce for Jackson and a nice-looking jump shot. She has all points for Jackson High with a minute 36 left here in the first quarter, all 8 points. Three free throws, a three-pointer, and a two-point basket. We have a question at the scorer's table, apparently. The referees are gathering to try to figure out what's going on. I'm not sure.
And I see Coach Nikoya Weatherspoon nodding her head in affirmation from the bench. She seems to understand whatever the officials were working out.
A technical foul assessed on Jackson High.
Whatever the purpose, Josie Bontrager missed the initial free throw attempt. Hits the second. Oh, excuse me, that's Morgan Hanchett who's at the line. So not sure, a substitution issue or something?
I'm not sure if it was a book issue or if somebody said something. I'm guessing it was something from the scorer's table.
Yeah. So Northwest gets the free throw and the basketball. Bevere making a move, now passing back out. Slate shoots a three. Short, front rim, chased down, and Jackson will get it, running the break. And on the drive, up in the air, Patton with a missed shot. But she gets fouled and will take some free throws.
And that was Lane Slate's second foul. May send her to the bench.
Bontrager at the score table right now. As Patton hits, and Bontrager will come in to replace Slate. JoJo Bontrager, Morgan Hanchett. We've got Brooklyn Bevere. It is Mallory Anspaugh and Megan Swartz on right now for the Mounties. As Patton hits a free throw. 13-9 the score. Hanchett coming up the floor right in the middle. And that, I think I know where our technical foul comes in.
Number four?
Yeah. We have a player that's not on any roster we have. Nice block. Swartz went for the jump shot. Blocked by Alaysia Johnson. And now another turnover here. Wagner up the floor. She's got Patton ahead of everyone. Fired a bullet, and it looks like it was right to her, but just a little out of reach for Patton, and it goes out of bounds. Jackson trying to take advantage of a fast break opportunity. And there's 54.2, a near steal on the inbound for Hanchett. She does hold on to it. Bontrager left wing.
Jackson has definitely turned up the pressure on the defensive end.
Bevere from the, or that's Anspaugh from the wing. Drops it in to Bevere. Blocked again. Out to Bontrager. Deep two-pointer with 34 seconds. That's missed. Rebounded by Jackson. And just holds on. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Gets it to Wagner. Now she goes to the high post for Patton. Turns and faces. Now drives left side. In the air. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Bevere. Nice box out on the shooter. Gets up the floor to Hanchett. Floats it down to Bontrager on the baseline. Off the Swartz, left wing, Hanchett open for three. Too strong. Rebound grabbed by Alaysia Jones, and they'll call it jump ball. Excuse me, Alaysia Johnson. And the possession arrow stays with Northwest. No, it's a Jackson ball. Seven dot seven to play here. 13-10 Jackson lead. And the Northwest comes down to pressure. Pass it into midcourt, 6 seconds. Dribbling right side. Now crossover. And trying to pass it off to Johnson. It's knocked away. Loose ball on the floor. Buzzer's going to sound on the quarter. And after one, it's 13-10. Northwest leads at home against Jackson on 95.9 The Power Cow. We're back after 1 minute with more basketball.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Captain Steve, Paul Barner, we are here at Northwest High School. 8 minutes on the clock here for the second quarter. Mounties get a three-point advantage after one, but Jackson's been sticking around, and I think as they catch their rhythm here, they're going to be a tough opponent for the Mounties. Really impressed by Maya Pierce there in the first quarter.
Yeah, she had a great quarter with 8 of the 10 points.
Near steal as they try to get it down into the low post. The Mounties with the basketball. Bevere working into the paint. Out to the top for Maya DeBacker into the game. Hanchett back in against the Jackson defender. And now move Tasia Kapp. DeBacker looking for Bontrager down the low block. Wagner very active in the passing lanes. Near steal, but she goes to the deck trying to chase it out of bounds, and it's a Mountie ball.
She is the player that all coaches would love to coach. She plays extremely hard. She's probably had 6 or 7 deflections already in tonight's game.
Near steal there on the inbound, but Hanchett able to stretch above the Jackson defender and keep it. Bontrager's got it now, working against Wagner. And
double dribble. You got a double dribble there.
Double dribble. 7:26 to go, first half, 13-10 Mountie lead. Jackson with the basketball, ready to cut that lead. We'll have to see if we can't get to the score table and find out this
number four.
Name number four, she's
guessing maybe a JV
here.
Player up from the JV team, maybe.
Doing a nice job, works it in the paint, drops it down for Patton. Patton back out now, little two-man basketball into Patton, jump shot, turnaround missed. Hedrich nearly had the rebound, and now Hanchett corrals it, and Wagner's effort will draw a whistle. Hanchett able to hold on to the basketball, and that'll be a foul against Wagner. But again, you like the effort.
Yeah, on the floor again, diving after loose balls. Problem is, that's her second foul for Madison, so she will go to the bench, and she's replaced by Aria Moore.
Hanchett bringing up the floor for Northwest, right wing for Bevere, to the top for Bontrager. She dribbles in, left side for Hanchett. Hanchett with a screen and roll for Josie Bontrager. Bontrager hits deep. Nice patience, sets her feet, gets up in the air, and puts it off the glass. 15-10, Northwest leads.
Yeah, that's the execution that the coaches talk about right there. Perfectly executed offensive play for a layup.
Pierce with it on the wing, working against Bontrager. So she's maybe setting up, kind of trying to clear out the defense, and we'll get a timeout from the Jackson bench. 6:26 to play here in the first half. We had I had a score update from Grass Lake. And full house out there to see after one quarter, a 9-6 Michigan Center lead. So two teams kind of playing good defense, I think making it tough for each other.
Yeah, you know, I think either one of those teams could win that game, but I kind of like, and I'm sure Columbia kind of likes the position that they may be sitting in right now to get the winner of that game on Friday night, coming off a very difficult, emotional game. I'm sure it's going to be emotional one way or the other, and it'll be hard for whoever wins that game to get up for a very good Columbia Central team on Friday night.
Yeah, I agree, and we were discussing it recently, Brian and I, just, you know, what Columbia Central has, what opportunity they have to sneak in there and steal that district. Kind of maybe those other two teams might overlook them.
Yeah.
Pierce now on the right wing, working with Bontrager. Going around Pat, and then floated one, missed it, but an offensive rebound, and she's been working the glass so far all night. Zoe Langley with the putback. Jackson cuts the lead to 3. Update from over there at Grass Lake, 23-21 at the half. Michigan Center leads. Steal by Pat, fast break. And she'll get called for the double dribble. She picked it up, switched hands, and then put it back down.
Yep, I think if she grabs it right away and dribbles it, she's okay. But she took one dribble and then switched hands and grabbed it with 2. It's a good call. A lot of times that you don't see that called.
Mary Crowley now bringing the ball up the floor, working around the defense, into the lane, getting into the air, and she won't get the shot to go, but draws another foul. And Mary Crowley showing some skills, penetrating tonight and making that Jackson Viking defense have to pay attention to her when she's dribbling.
Yeah, we talked earlier about Mary not taking that layup opportunity, and I'm sure she was taken out of the game, and Coach Carroll probably told her, you get a chance to take it to the hole. Take it to the hole.
She hits that free throw. Mary Crowley, 5'8", junior guard for Northwest. Part of the next wave of talent that's going to come through here at Northwest. They always seem to have some on reserve for the next class.
Yep.
Patton inbounds. Aria Moore after successful trip at the line for Crowley. Shot goes up quickly. Rebound tapped out and chased down by Moore. And now she'll fire for 3. Missed everything. But Pierce right there to get the long offensive rebound. Pierce working against Bontrager. Starts to get to the top. Step back. 3-pointer for Pierce. No. And that one will go out of bounds.
Again, you can see the Northwest defenders all over the Jackson High dribbler's right hand, really forcing him left, make them be uncomfortable, and so far it's working.
Crowley coming up the floor for the Northwest. Going left side for Hanchett, and Pierce was right there and takes a fast break to the backboard and scores at 17-14. Timeout for the Mounties with 5:03 to play here in the first half, and this has been a little bit back and forth and kind of settled in with this kind of 3-point differential. And Jackson's going to see what they can do to cut into that a little further, and I think that's what Coach Carroll kind of gets to the timeout, because he doesn't want to give them that opportunity. Maybe draw something up, have something in their heads to look out for. when they get back out onto the court.
Yeah, I think he's going right back to what he talked about with me before the game, his execution. That was just a poor pass, you know, from across half court to a player that's already guarded.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call that, you know, giving your trouble to somebody else. You know, I never liked it when players did that. And, you know, Mary's probably got to just take care of the ball a little bit better there. And we talked earlier when Northwest ran their offense and were able to execute and they got a layup.
Kelly takes the inbound pass. Almost looked unsure what she was going to do with it. Now she puts it on the deck, gets around R.E.M. Moore. Oh, lost the dribble for a moment. Now she gets it to Hanchett. Hanchett coming across the middle of the floor to Bontrager. A little bit of a weave kind of play. Bontrager drops it down to Bevere, who tosses it over. A nice little bounce pass to Hedrich on the block, and Hedrich with the layup. Nice job out of the timeout for Northwest to execute, like you mentioned, Paul.
Again, I think if they just have enough patience, they can probably get any shot they want, probably a layup. They're just going to have to deal with that initial amount of pressure.
Moore misses the shot, but gets her own rebound. She is Patton, misses the rebound, but gets her, or misses the shot, gets her own rebound. And a shot goes up. That's a triple. Takes an extra bounce, but it goes through, and Jackson with another three-point bucket. And 4:13 to play in the half, they cut the lead to two. Another jersey number that we don't have on our official roster here. Bontrager gets it down in the paint. And a little jump hook. 21-17, they push it back out to four. Nice crossover by Moore into the paint. Aria takes it to the basket. Floats it but misses it, and we're going to tie up on the rebound between Hedrich and Langley. And jump ball arrow will go Northwest's way.
Those two girls you mentioned already are really doing just a great job on the boards. You know, they've been battling with each other all night, and that was a perfect example of it right there where they both got part of that rebound and got the tie-up.
Bontrager accepts the inbound. She'll bring it up the floor, working against Wagner. Wagner with a reach in there and near steal. Knocks it out of the sideline, and that'll stay Mountie ball. But again, no relaxation for the ball handlers right now for Northwest.
All right, we've talked about Wagner, how aggressive she is. She does have two fouls. I would hate to see her get a reach-in foul, you know, 40, 50 feet away from the basket, but I think that's just the way she plays.
Plus, like you mentioned, she's over on that sideline. It's unlikely that you're going to be able to get a steal out of that.
Right.
You're probably just going to knock it out of bounds, as she did. Pressure on Mary Crowley, bring it over to midcourt right now. Still on the left side. Now to the top for Hanchett coming across. Hanchett works her way to the right side. To the wing now on the drive. Back to the basket. She switches back to Hedrich. And she kind of leaned on her pivot foot and picked the other one up. And traveling violation for Morgan Hanchett. So 3:25 to play in the half. 21-17. Jackson has a chance to pull within two or closer. Left wing. Little drive to our unknown number four. Misses her shot, but chases down her own rebound. We get a tie up between her and Bontrager. Bontrager listed at 5'11". That player's got to be 4'11". Might be giving up a full 12 inches to Bontrager. To inbound to Patton. And she has not shot the ball well yet, but they drop it into her on the low block, and she gets down deep into the air, hit on the arm, and scores it. So chances of a three-point play. She can cut the lead to one with 3:08 to play.
And just a case there where Northwest just wasn't quite ready on the inbounds play, and kind of snoozing there. And
she missed the free throw, rebounded by JoJo Bontrager, and she'll turn it right up the floor, gets it to Hanchett. Tries to drop it down to Hedrich, and Patton got in the passing lane. Jackson fast breaking, knocked loose, ball on the floor, and they'll tap it to Patton, and she'll take it in and score it. We're tied at 21.
And here comes the full court press from Jackson High.
Hanchett dribbling against Wagner. Wagner, another reach. You got to be careful. She's going to get that third foul. 2:36 to go, and Hanchett gets into the front court for Northwest and start working the perimeter. Bontrager dribbling from the left wing, drops it off for Crowley. She'll attempt to drive, gets into the lane, floats one up. Oh, just missed it. Rebounded by Jackson and Patton on the break. Jackson Vikings in the lead by two. Jada Patton, who had struggled shooting, has made her last three. Yep. 6-0 run, and it's 23-21. And now Crowley looking for Hedrich on the run out. And that's another Mountie turnover. And bad news right now for Jackson is Patton kind of trying to stretch out her ankle. I don't know if she twisted the ankle or if it's
maybe a cramp.
We did have some cramping on Monday night. And because if that was an ankle, she wouldn't be hopping like that. She's trying to loosen that cramp up. Looks like she's going to stay in. No, she will go to the bench now. Let the trainer work on it, and that'll get Alaysia Johnson into the game. So Patton's starting to spur this Jackson offense out to a lead, and she'll go to the bench to work out the cramp with 2 minutes to play in the half. Pierce goes back to penetrating, finds a little space to get a jumper up on the baseline, missed it, rebounded by the Mounties. Lane Slate, who's back into the game, taking it out on the break. And on the drive, knocked away by Wagner. Out of bounds, it'll stay Mountie basketball.
I'll be shocked if Wagner doesn't pick up her third before this half ends if she stays out there.
Hanchett driving down to the block. Turn around, jump hook, gets it to go. Just a little 8-foot jump hook by Hanchett, and we're tied at 23 with 94 seconds to play here in the first half. Pierce gets a screen, now passes to Wagner on the wing. Dribbles out to the top right wing now. And now to the top, Jackson working the perimeter here. Crossover dribble into the paint, jump shot up, partially blocked by Swartz. Now up the floor to Hanchett, and Northwestern on the runout. Wagner comes up with a steal. Gets it away to our unknown number four. Wagner now at the midcourt area. Dribbling through traffic into the paint, into the air, off the glass. No. Rebounded Bontrager. JoJo up the floor to Morgan Hanchett. Under a minute now to go in the half. Tied at 23. Hanchett on the drive. Gets deep. Off the ball. Puts it up. Missed the shot, but she'll get a pair of free throws for her trouble. Seconds to play.
It just, nice job by Hanchett there. Nice drive to her left. And again, something that you don't see all the time, but she went with a left-hand layup and was able to draw the foul and almost finished for a three-point play, but she'll go to the line for two.
And, she kind of went on that drive, maybe seeking the foul, an opportunity to get to the free throw line. Maybe slow the game down a little bit, take a breath. She hits the first free throw and puts her Mounties back in the lead by one. Shuffling of substitutions here. Anspaugh onto the floor to give Slate a breather. I'd be pleased to get Lane Slate out of this half with just two fouls. Right. As Hanchett hits the second free throw. 51 seconds. Hanchett steals the inbound. Wisely holds it out. Northwest will set up their half-court set. Looking down to Brooklyn Bevere on the low block. And Alaysia Johnson's going to come over the top and commit the foul, trying to knock the pass away. And looked at the sixth team foul against Jackson. We haven't had a ton of whistles here in the half, Paul.
Pretty clean half.
It floated in. Bontrager thought about a triple from the right wing. Now she'll get into the free throw line area and pull up a jumper. Missed. And Moore and Pierce kind of battling over it, and Bontrager actually comes away with a loose ball. 30 seconds. She drives in, dishes back out to Hanchett. Now Bontrager comes back out to get it. 20 seconds to go on the halftime clock. Northwest probably hold for one here. 14 seconds. Crossover Hanchett. Left wing for Bontrager. 8 seconds. Now she goes on the attack. Gets down low. And knocked away and out of bounds. It'll stay Northwest ball with 5.9 to play. Slate jumps back off the bench into the game, and that'll get Anspaw out.
See what kind of play they got here for 5.9 seconds.
Going to action, floated into Hanchett. She gets a good look at a three-pointer, missed it. Wagner chased it down, now 1.2. And Bontrager trying to save it from going out of bounds. Must have stepped on the line. Jackson will get it with 1.2 seconds to go. And Coach Carroll just gets a substitution. No, they won't make it. So we'll get a last-second fling. I think he really just wanted to avoid getting a foul there in the last moments for any of his guards. So at the end of two quarters, 25-23, Northwest just able to edge out a two-point advantage, but Jackson has shown they're going to stick around here this game, and I think we're in for a heck of a second half.
Yeah, I think what we talked about in the pregame is exactly what we've seen. We probably do not know who's going to win this game, and just when you thought Northwest might pull away a little bit, maybe get a 10-point lead, they would speed up Northwest and lead to a couple turnovers. And Jade Patton got hot there in the second quarter. And we got a two-point game, and I think anybody can win this.
Yeah, and if Patton gets that cramp or whatever, got her out of the game there with 2 minutes to play. And a two-point lead for Jackson, and they end up giving the lead back. If Patton stays out there, who knows what happens. Right. She was really starting to get in some rhythm, and hopefully they're able to work out. Again, we're assuming cramp. I don't know that for certain, and I hope that's all it is, and that maybe she's able to go out and finish strong here in the second half of this game, as we can see Wagner getting a little work from the trainer at the bench.
She might be getting her ankle taped here as we speak.
So we're at the half again, 25-23, Northwest leads. Let's take a three-minute break here for the halftime. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers and set things up for our second half here on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 95.9thepowercow.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Kim, Steve, Paul, Varner here at the half. Northwest up to a 25-23 lead after 16 minutes of play. We are getting our rosters updated here so that we can give people their due. Kalijah Weller, number 21 for Jackson High. Our mystery girl who played a lot of minutes there, Kiara Johnson, number 4. And then number 5, Amory Hicks, also played some minutes, some names that we didn't mention. Leading scorers in the game thus far for Jackson High, I see Maya Pierce with 10 points. And for the Mounties, Morgan Hanchett out to 9 points, just to edge Josie Bontrager for the lead in the scoring. And what did we have Jada Patton for in the first half?
We got Jada Patton with 8 points, 6 of those coming in the second quarter, and probably about a 3-minute stretch, I'd say, yeah. of that second quarter before she went out with the apparent cramp situation. Hopefully that's all it is. Hopefully she can get back into the game. But Maya Pierce leading the Vikings there in the first half, and she kind of cooled down in the second. But I think some of those new girls are probably brought up from the junior varsity who can play. Had some. Some energy, brought some energy to the floor, especially on the defensive side there. Number 4, Kira Johnson, who played a lot. And you can tell she looks young. She looks like about a seventh grader out there to me. But, she got right in there and competed hard. And, again, I think a lot of that probably feed off of, we talked about Madison Wagner and the effort that she gave there in the first half. Very, very impressive.
And surprised us both. She got out of that half with only 2 fouls. Yeah. Her and Lane Slate, the only real foul trouble that we noted out of the first half, because there weren't a lot of team fouls, just 10 total fouls in all.
Yep.
And that kind of speaks to, I think the referees were letting them play a little bit, although I didn't think either team got overly physical, where it seemed like the refs had to let a lot of stuff go. I thought it was well officiated there for the first half.
Yep, they let them play. There was definitely some, a little bit of a contact down low on a couple of those drives and maybe some rebounds, but they let them play, and I like it. And I think probably the coaches probably prefer it that way as well.
Yeah, and it's you don't want the officials to insert themselves and make them the most important people on the floor in one of these games. You want to let the players decide who's going to get to keep playing after this. If you're just joining the broadcast, I don't know if we mentioned the pregame now that I think about it, but Holt able to get a pretty handy win against Okemos. Holt came out and played really well, and they are well coached and a disciplined team, and they executed well. Okemos had some nice players too. I was pretty impressed with a couple of their players, but Holt is waiting there in that final for whoever wins this game tonight, and we'll be back for that one on Friday night here on 95.9 The Power Cow. District championship here at Northwest High School. Thank you to athletic director out here, Chris Galloway, setting us up here in the corner with a nice table and some comfortable chairs. Still waiting for him to come by and bring us some pizza or hot dogs or something, but take what we can get over here.
He did mention to me that he has 11 home basketball games this week between the boys playing home twice, triple headers both days, and the five varsity district games here tonight for the girls. So he's probably just got his cot out there in his office and just going to spend the whole week here.
Yeah, and I'm out of everyone here, he's the one who's been here, the only one who might have been here more than me, I think, this week. But glad to do it. It's enjoyable to get into the postseason. Let's go ahead and take one more minute, and we will come back and get into the second half on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner, you maybe could pick up the buzzer there. As the clock runs out on the halftime countdown, 8 minutes on the scoreboard, 25-23 Northwest lead, and we've got a half a basketball to play. They've got one quarter left to play out at Grass Lake, and the Warriors seize control of that one in the third quarter with a dominating defensive effort. They're out to a 33-26 lead after three quarters. Michigan Center's got to have a comeback mind.
That's some pretty good defense to hold that team to 3 points in a quarter. I will say that.
We're underway here. Lane Slate in. Brooklyn Bevere left wing to the top for Josie Bontrager. Bontrager to left wing for Slate. Now she gets into the painted area. Goes all the way into the lane. Collides with Wagner. And that whistle's going to go against Wagner, but they could have called that offense foul on that too. Those two players collided. And I think Wagner kind of got the worst of it. Slate will go to the free throw line though.
That was a good take by Slate there, who turned a corner, got downhill, and was taking it right to the rack before running into Wagner.
She hits the free throw. Ball don't lie. That must have been a legit foul.
Great call.
Second attempt coming for Lane Slate. And she hits them both. 27-23, Northwest gets out to an early lead. 7:43 to go third quarter. Pierce coming up the floor. They're getting a little bit of a zone
maybe
defense.
A little half-court trap, yeah.
Pierce down on the block. Doubled. She'll back out of there. And tries to pass it down low. Good hands by Brooklyn Bevere. And on her steal attempt, it goes out of bounds. And Jackson will turn it over. So Bevere, good hands. Gets the turnover.
Jackson will extend their pressure again. Full court here.
Bontrager bring it up against Wagner. And Wagner knocks away. Almost able to chase that one down for a steal. Out of bounds, sideline inbound coming for Northwest. And Bontrager will go to pass it in on the sideline.
Nice to have Josie Bontrager, who can bring the ball up and relieve some of that pressure for your guards as well.
Hanch it right wing. Dribbles her way to the middle of the floor. Now left wing for Bontrager. She goes right to the basket. Back to the basket. Now a fading jumper. Tough shot. Well defended by Wagner, but Bontrager's got the height advantage. Stretch right over her and hit that jumper. 29-23. Northwest out to a six-point lead. Corner three for Pierce, and she hits it. And just like that, Jackson answers when they need it to.
That's sometimes you get into that half-court trap zone stuff, you can give up shots that you generally wouldn't give up when you're playing your usual man-to-man defense.
Bontrager working against Patton. Drives in into the corner for Bevere. Bevere drops it down to the low block. Bevere gets it back. Nice move to get an open look. Missed it, but rebounded by Hedrich. And that is a putback for Hedrich. And she's been vital down low for the Mounties.
Yeah, she's played a nice game tonight. Northwest goes back to their man-to-man.
And It's Moore. She'll fire for three from the top of the key. Missed it. Rebound. Nice box out by Bontrager to get the loose ball. Up the floor to a running lane. Slate passes out. Hanchett steps back. Three-point fires. No. Off the heel out to Pierce, who rebounds for Jackson. Runs it up the floor. 31-26. They trail. She goes all the way to the bucket. Lefty finish. And Pierce with another bucket, adding to her score total. 15 points on the day. Hanchett comes right back down. Gives it to Hedrich in the paint. And she'll knock down a little 8-foot jumper. Nice back and forth pace here. 5:31 on the clock in the third. Pierce crossover dribble gets set up at the top of the key where Bontrager will meet her. Takes a deep three. Maybe a little heat check there for Pierce. Rebounded by Hanchett. And on a steal attempt, we'll get a foul, and that's going to go against Wagner. So she made it through the second quarter without picking up that third foul, but she gets it here early in the third quarter.
Well, that's going to be her fourth. Yeah, she picked up two now in 2 minutes and 40 seconds here of the third quarter. She just can't help herself. She plays hard, and they're going to leave her in.
Yeah, she's still out there.
And she's still pressuring the ball.
Oh. And Slate loses her footing. That could have been another whistle against Wagner, but they don't call it. Hanchett now with the basketball. Top of the key. Patting out to guard her. She drops it down for Bevier. Nice catch by Bevier. Drops over to Hedrich. Out to Slate. Open for three. No. Rebounded Bevier. Putback. No. Rebounded Bontrager in her putback attempt. No good. The shot won't count. They'll call a foul on the floor. Offensive rebounding here by Northwest making a big difference.
Yeah, that was what Northwest had. Three girls underneath rebounding, and I think Jackson High only had one.
Yeah.
As they were chasing around on the perimeter trying to find people. And
so Wagner will go to the bench, and we get fresh out of the floor. Those two youngsters, or the presumed youngsters, Kira Johnson and Amari Hicks. Northwest will turn it over. Jackson gets the ball back. Trailing 33-28. 4:53 to play here, third quarter. And now they'll make another substitution. So that'll send Johnson back to the bench for Johnson. Kira Johnson for Alaysia Johnson.
Mary Crowley back into the game for Northwest, and she replaces Anya Hedrick. She's really played a nice game tonight.
Yeah, there's a drive by Pearson on the, I don't know if she was getting ready to drop it down to Johnson or shoot it. We'll get a foul against the Mounties. And that'll be on Mary Crowley. But when you penetrate the way that Pierce has been able to, you're going to get some of those foul calls.
Right. And again, I've mentioned this a couple times, but they're really forcing her left. And she's kind of now starting to take advantage and going to her left and getting into places where she can score.
She hits that free throw. She's done a nice job at the line, too. Now 16 points for Pierce.
4 for 5 from the line.
She missed that one on an announcer jinx, but the offensive rebound from Patton, and she'll get fouled on her shot attempt, and that'll send Jada Patton to the line for a couple free throws.
Two quick fouls on Mary Crowley as well.
Just the second Northwest team foul, both of them against Crowley here in the half. 4:42 to play in the third, and Patton hits the free throw. I keep wanting to call her Jada Pinkett.
Another offensive rebound for the Vikings off the miss.
That's Pierce on the right wing. Picked up there by Crowley. 33-30. Jackson trails by three. They could get it within one or maybe even tie it up. Might have got away with a little double dribble there. High post for Patton. Now she puts it on the deck into the air. Jump shot hits the bottom of the net. That's a one-point game, 33-32. Inbound goes to Crowley. Dribbling through the pressure, gets it up to the left wing for Bontrager and gets a screen from Bevier. Pull-up jumper from the baseline. No. Rebound. Bevier had it. Crowley comes out and no. Nobody wanted it more, it seems, than Jackson. Nice battle for the ball from the Vikings.
Elijah Weller.
And that's a bucket on the other end for Jackson. And Pierce with 18 points now. And Jackson in front, 34-33.
Back and forth we go, Steve.
And there's another Jackson steal. Patton coming up the floor, 2-on-1. She pulls the shot up off the glass, missed it. Rebounded, put back, no. Rebounded Johnson, and Alaysia Johnson's put back. She'll draw a foul. So a missed shot by Patton, a missed shot by Hicks. And Alaysia Johnson missed her shot too, but she got fouled.
Looks like we'll get Anya Hedrick back in the game too for rebounding purposes, as Jackson High has gone on just a offensive rebounding tear here in the last minute of this quarter.
So 3:24 to play. We got a timeout going on. Getting messages from people wanting score updates for the Grass Lake Center game. It was 33-26 after three quarters. And we'll get you any updates we can here on our broadcast. Of course, the people for that game will be flipping over here when that goes to a final. Timeout here in our game, 33-34. Jackson leads by one. Again, they've been cleaning the offensive glass, getting second and third opportunities. So we'll see what Coach Carroll had to say. Maybe just another chance to remind your players to box out, how important that is, and you got to clean those glass to get that one shot and done.
Well, in the last two possessions, they've gotten offensive rebounds off missed free throws as well on the second free throw. So they need to do a better job of boxing out here against this rebound. Make sure you box out the shooter.
Johnson at the line. Takes some dribble. And the first one missed. So Johnson probably about 5'10", 5'11". Make 6'2 with the hair. Second free throw. Oh, it's halfway down and rattled out. Rebounded by Jackson Brooklyn Bevier. She's double teamed. And they'll get a foul against Jackson on the pressure. Kalasia Weller commits the foul. That's her second. Jackson staying in that full court pressure. Get it off to Crowley, and she's running right up the sideline. Taking it right into the lane. Upside, backboard. Bontrager gets the loose ball. It has it knocked away, and we go to a tie-up on the floor. Bontrager took a shot to the, looks like it was to the bridge of her nose.
Yeah.
And that's going to get you some watery eyes at best. At worst, you got a headache for the night. And she is still trying to get her bearings after that. Jackson will get the ball. I didn't see that. We just get a jump ball.
I think it was
ball.
Just a jump ball. Yep.
Yeah, so the possession arrow goes Jackson's way, leading by one, 3:05 to play, third quarter. Pierce on the left wing. Screen coming. Works her way to the top. Crowley fights around the screen. Pierce now trying to look down for Patton, and didn't get a foul against Bevere with Patton posting her up. Away from the ball. Second foul on Bevere.
Trying to clean up that post play defense a little bit. This is starting to get a little intense out here, Steve.
Yeah. Nobody wants to lose this one, and they're playing that way, and it's a recipe for a good finish here. Inbound goes to Pierce from the baseline for Jackson. Pierce gets into the elbow area. Tries to split the defenders and pull one up. Missed it, but it's rebounded again by Jackson. And there's a traveling violation. Set up the pivot, put foot, and then slid it. And that was Mari Hicks.
And now it's not just the case of just the rebounds, but they're loose balls. You know, they're balls that are getting knocked out. And
the so-called 50-50 balls.
50-50 balls. Every coach talks about winning those battles.
Crowley deep wing, works her way to the middle of the floor to set up the spacing for the Mounties. Right wing for Bontrager, chased right out there by Weller. High post for Bevere, turns and looks. Under the baseline, Crowley had a momentary look in the corner. She drives into the paint instead. Tries to drop it off for Bevere, and I think we're going to get a foul. And that's going to go against Patton. .222 to play third quarter, and that's going to get Aria Moore back onto the floor.
That'll be Jada Patton's first personal foul, team's fifth of the third quarter.
Northwest inbound, Hanchett comes in open, looking for three in the corner. She's not going to get a more open shot than that. Triple. And the Mounties go back out front, 36-34. Well-executed inbound play and nice shot. And now a chase down and steal by Hanchett. And trying to get the ball. She dribbled it once, kind of picked it up, and then put it back down. And they don't always call that double dribble call, but we had, I think, three of them today.
Morgan Hanchett with three from the corner, and she's shot probably thousands of those in her barn out in her on her dad's property, mom and dad's property.
More in the corner, and they'll get her for the double dribble. As the pass came her way, she didn't quite catch it clean, and it took one bounce, and then she caught it, and then she put it back on the floor. And that's that's another call that you can, a lot of times you can do that, and the officials won't catch it.
Right. I think we're at the over on the double dribble calls in the game tonight.
For any of you odds makers out there. Hanchett, or excuse me, that's Hedrich out to Crowley for a three. Her three is short, and on the rebound fight, it gets into Pierce's hands, and she runs right up the floor. Hanchett chases her down, but Pierce off the glass. We're tied again, 36-36, with 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. And Hanchett trying to split defense. It's knocked loose. Crowley there to get the loose ball. She drives in, and she's going to get bumped, and that's going to go against Patton.
That'll be Jada's second. Team six.
1:22 to play in the third. 36-36. Lane Slate gets off the bench. Crowley will get a breather.
Lots of pressure defense by the Vikings here. Speeding up Northwest and, you know, forcing some, probably some uncharacteristic turnovers.
Bevere inbounds to Slate.
They got it spread out for her.
She drives just past the defense, scoops it up, missed it. And Hedrich manhandling that rebound down, and Wagner right there to tie it up. So jump ball, and it'll stay Northwest possession. Wagner back into the game now. Step four foul. Tempting fate. Inbound goes to Hanchett. She'll drive. Open look from the elbow. A little too strong off the heel. Hedrich with an offensive rebound. Clearing it out to Hanchett into the corner for Slate for three. No. Rebound to Bontrager. Her put back off the glass is good. Josie. And again, now Northwest is the one who gets three tries at it. And get that many chances, it gets good possibility of a score.
Nice shot by Bontrager chasing that rebound down. I watched that on Michigan State last night with those players going hard to the offensive glass.
Down low to Alaysia Johnson. She'll make a move off the glass. Missed. Rebounded Slate. 31 seconds in a two-point lead for Northwest with the basketball. Slate pressured up the floor. Goes to the middle for Hedrich. She tries to feed it over to Bontrager. Fired it too hot. Out of bounds.
Again, that's where that speeding up, you know, getting a little uncomfortable leads to a turnover.
24.2 remaining here in the third quarter clock is Anya Hedrich is going to get a breather. It's Bevere, Hanchett, Slate, Anspaw, and Bontrager for Northwest. We got Pierce, Wagner, Patton, and that is
Kiara
got
Johnson.
Me all, yeah. Kalasia Weller and Kiara Johnson.
Right.
Pierce on the drive, 4 seconds to go. Step back, jumper, short, rebounded, Bontrager. Time's going to run out on the third, and Northwest will hold on to a two-point lead. With just 8 minutes to play, this one's going down to the wire. Take a one-minute break, and we're back with the fourth quarter here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner. An update from Grass Lake. Last one we had with about 59 seconds to play, it was 42-41 Michigan Center. expecting a final here any moment from there. Here we've got 8 minutes to play, and we might have a doozy on our hands as well. 38-36. Northwest leads. Jackson with the ball, and we get that half-court trap. It's a knockaway steal. Bontrager fast break. Moore chases her down, and they'll call Moore for a foul. Bontrager misses the layup. She's talking to herself as she walks back to the free throw line.
Well, Josie kind of slowed down just a little bit. You know, you got to realize, especially this time, any game, but especially this time, you got to go full speed there and finish. Don't take anything for granted. She misses the first, so it ends up being a good foul.
What looked like it was going to be a bunny, that's that.
Yeah.
You know, when you run, you put in the effort, sometimes something good happens, and she missed both. Wagner comes up with the rebound, bringing it up the floor for Jackson. Splits away from that trap, gets it to Patton, who makes a move into the air shot, and it goes. We're tied. 38-38. Inbound to Hanchett. She'll get it to Anspaugh, dribbles up the floor, goes back to Slate near the top. Lane Slate setting up, crossover into the paint, all the way to the bucket, scoops it under the defender, scored, and the foul. Lane Slate with the penetration and the finish.
With the right-handed scoop on the left side.
Yeah.
Old driveway special there.
Coming up under the arms of the defender. Once they got their hands out like that, it's tough to not foul.
All right.
When you're scooping it up like that. Slate with the three-point play at the line. And it's 41-38. Northwest out in the lead. And Slate for a trouble goal to the bench. Mary Crowley back onto the floor for the Mounties. Wagner brings it up for the Vikings. High post for Patton. Right wing for Pierce. 20 points on the game so far for Pierce. She's doubled and passed it away to Patton, and that's a turnover. As Patton steps on the sideline, Northwest ball. And there you go. Sometimes you don't get a steal, but you make them turn it over with that pressure. Nice trap by Northwest.
Good little switch up here for the Mounties with that little half-court trap. I'm sure they won't stay in it long, but just to give the Vikings a little something to look at. And it's led to two turnovers here already in the first minute.
7:08 to play, Northwest 3-point lead. And full court pressure here by Jackson. Hanchett coming up the sideline. No looks it to Slate, who on the drive puts the shot up, and that's going to be number 5 against Wagner. As Slate forces the action, Wagner fouls, and Slate's got a pair of free throws coming in. Wagner's seeing her season come to an end, or at least her night. She's going to lean on her teammates to carry them through to a final on Friday. Madison Wagner, junior small forward, goes to the bench with the final 7:03 to play. Slate hits the free throw.
And yeah, I give a lot of kudos to Madison Wagner. She plays awfully hard. I think as a coach, I'd like to maybe see her play a little smarter at times, but you can't fault her for her effort.
That second free throw is good now. 43-38, a 5-point lead for the Mounties. Pierce coming up left side, gets it out to teammates. Down to Patton, making a move to the basket. Nice jump stop. Readjusting, puts it off the glass, and Patton's starting to get into a rhythm again. And a steal and a putback, and that lead back down to 1. It's Patton, now 17 points. Bontrager gets in deep, blocked by Johnson. Johnson gets the loose ball, 2, and Pierce are now on the break. Patton running the floor. And she'll get knocked to her hindquarters, and I think we're going to get a foul against Slate, but we'll see who it goes against.
I think we're just going to get a knock out of bounds. The Jackson high ball underneath their own basket.
You got it. Slate will come out of the game, and we'll get Anspaugh back on the floor. I'm running Lane Slate in and out of there. And Crowley kicks the inbound pass.
Yeah, Jada Patton, she is very, very difficult to handle on the low block. Really look to see the Jackson Vikings try to get that ball down low on the block. where she's pretty much unstoppable.
6:27 to go on this one. 43-42, just a one-point game. Really, it's been back and forth the entire way. And, you know, in the pregame, we were saying we didn't know who was going to be able to win this one. And now here, with just 6:27 to play, we still don't know.
Right, and it seems like Northwest, you know, gets a 4 or 5 point lead maybe, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's, you know, it's tied, or it's, you know, they got a 1 point lead, or they're down by a basket. It's just been that kind of game. They just can't quite pull away. And again, I think it comes down to the turnovers that they've made and some of the offensive rebounds that Jackson High's been able to secure and get points off of.
This is what Brian referred to as a cheap pantyhose game. A lot of runs.
Yes, for sure. I'm not sure where you're going on that. But.
And not, nor was I when he said it, but the inbound pass is out of bounds. Northwest will get it back. Jackson sets up full court pressure. Bevere to inbound. Goes into Bontrager. Excuse me, that's Hanchett. Turn it up the floor. Bontrager up the sideline. JoJo on the right wing, back to the top for Hanchett. Northwest sets up the half court. Hanchett drives in, passes out to Anspaugh. Hanchett skip pass in the corner. Crowley wide open for three. No. Long rebound. Bontrager there to get it. Back to the basket. Passes out. Anspaugh will fire the triple. No. Offensive rebound. Tap to Hanchett. Good hands by Crowley to get it over to her teammate. And now Hanchett on the drive. She'll float one. And that one hits the bottom of the net. Second and third efforts here by the Mounties get them back out to a three-point lead. Pierce through the lane as she's done all night. Off the glass. Tough floater there, but she gets it to go and cuts the lead back to one. Back and forth we go. Full court pressure and Bontrager trapped in the corner. We'll get a tie up. And the possession arrow will stay with Northwest. But a good defensive effort nonetheless from, that is, Kalija Weller. And now you flip that jump ball arrow and you get the next one. Yeah, I mean, right. It's still a thing that happens that changes the character of the game a little bit. And they get it into Slate. She'll dribble through the pressure. Flipping it up to Crowley on the run. Catches, takes to the basket. Crowley with the finger roll, and she goes hard to the deck afterwards. She's going to have a shot at a couple free throws. Nice pass to drop it right in front of Crowley in rhythm, in stride, so right. She can put it up off the glass, and Crowley will go to the line now. Her team leading by one with 5:29 to play. And that free throw goes off the heel.
Something to look for. That's Jackson High's 10th team foul of the half, while Northwest still just has four. So you never know how this is going to play out.
Crowley's second free throw. Also off the heel. Rebounded by Patton. And I think we're going to get a foul against the Mounties.
That's
and that goes to Bontrager. I can remember back when it was when both teams had 14 fouls, and then the next six went against Jackson until just now. As the Mounties commit the foul, that's Bontrager's second. Pierce working against Crowley. Lost it for a moment, but holds it down, settling in, clearing out the floor. Hanchett's going to come over to help. And Pierce off the dribble drive. So Pierce takes a little dribble drive, step back jumper. It bounces up off the rim just enough to get up over the backboard, and looked like it was going to sit there between the board and the support. It does come down, but out of the Northwest ball. We'll get a timeout from the Mounties bench. With 5:07 to play, it's 45-44, Northwest by one. 30-second break, and we're back with more on 95.9 The Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner, and reports coming in now that it is 42-41. Michigan Center gets the win against Grass Lake. A thriller. Warrior Nation tonight, and Michigan Center coming away with the win. 5:07 to play, fourth quarter, 45-44. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead here. A similar
similar type finish I think we're up for here. Northwest is going to handle this ball, handle this Jackson pressure here. Maybe we'll see if somebody goes deep on this play.
It's Hanchett who goes on the release, but they drop it into Slate. We'll bring it up against Pierce. Left wing now to the middle. Now into the paint. Slate on the drive. Blocked by Patton. Blocked it right out of bounds. Mounties will keep it, but a nice defensive play by Jada Patton, who's having a great all-around game tonight for Jackson.
Again, that's a case where maybe if you finish with your left hand, you might be able to draw that foul, maybe finish it as well.
Crowley goes to the high post for Bevere. Back cut by Hanchett goes off the defender's foot and out of bounds. Northwest will keep it, but again, a nice play defensively by Patton.
We got number two, play number two coming here for Northwest underneath. see what that is.
Inbound goes to Bevere down in the block, and she gets up in the air. Patton to block it again. This time, though, makes contact with Bevere's arm, and Brooklyn will go to the line. The inbound play found Bevere cutting across the lane with a screen and setting up on the low block. Puts it up and has the shot block. 4:42 to play. Fourth quarter, 45-44. Northwest leads by one. And Bevere hits.
That'll end a streak of four straight missed free throws for Northwest and give them a two-point lead with 4:42 remaining here in the fourth quarter of this district semifinal game.
Bevere's second free throw is off the heel. Rebounded by Jackson. Pierce coming up the right side of the floor. Sets up at the wing. Dribbles out across the middle now. Skips it over to Moore. Down low for Alaysia Johnson. She takes a turnaround jumper off the glass and in. We're tied at 46 again. Another tie in this one. Hanchett coming up to the left side. Cross over to the middle into the corner. Now left wing for Bontrager. She'll drive all the way to the bucket. And a play that will not make it into the stat book, but Brooklyn Bevere sealed off her defender and cleared the lane for Bontrager.
Yep, well done. Smart play by Bevere.
Mounties back in front by two. They get it down to Patton. Double teamed, and she gets a shot up. And gets it up quickly, quick enough to draw a foul and two free throws. And I think that's going to go against Bontrager. That's her third.
Good idea with the double team coming. She just got a little aggressive there and put her hands on Jada. She went up to take the shot.
Patton's free throw. Missed just a little to the right and kind of rolls off the back rim. Under 4 minutes here. Second free throw for Patton is good. 48-47, we're back to a one-point game. Inbound goes to Hanchett against the Jackson pressure. She gets it into the front court for the Mounties. Crosses over against Patton, now hands off to Bontrager coming around. She goes all the way around, all the way to the bucket. Scoop, miss. Rebounded Bevere, and she'll squeeze it out of there, and Patton will steal. Fast break here for the Vikings. Two on two. Patton cross floor to Moore, and her shot is missed. Rebound put back. Pierce got it to go. 49-48. Jackson out in front. Now the fast break. Bontrager gets the shot up, but she bounced just a little bit down in the low block. And they'll get a traveling violation against JoJo. 3:22 to play. 49-48. Jackson holding on to a one-point lead, looking to add to it. It is Pierce, Moore, Weller, Patton, and Alaysia Johnson for Jackson. Actually, Patton will get a breather here, and they'll bring Zoe Langley back onto the floor. 3:20 to play. Pierce with the inbound. Looking against Crowley. Dribbles up the right side of the floor. Now crosses over, moves to the middle. Now a little penetration attempt. Crowley stays with her. Pierce gets the high post. Kind of a sliding one-footer off the glass, and she gets that to fall. Big shot making there by Jackson, and they have a three-point lead. Hanchett working from the baseline into the middle of the floor, drops it down to Anfod. She puts the shot up, draws a foul. Double bonus still here for the Mounties, but that's two free throws anyway for the foul on the shot. Trailing by three. Under 3 minutes to go.
I believe this is Jackson's largest lead of the game tonight.
Anspaugh takes the free throw off the glass, but it goes. Junior forward here for the Mounties, Mallory Anspaugh. And the second free throw goes off the heel. Pierce taps the rebound, but it's pulled in actually by Bontrager, and she goes down.
She's holding her ankle.
Yeah, it looks like she rolled it a little bit on the play. She gets to her feet and limping her way down the floor, doesn't even look over to the bench. I don't think she's interested in coming out of the game. 49-51, Northwest trails by two. The Vikings with the lead and the ball. 2:47 on the clock. Pierce near the middle of the floor, left side. Hands it off to Moore. Still deep here near the mid-circle. And they're really forcing Moore to go to her left. Hanchett just jumping out all the way to the right. Handoff goes to Weller. 2:30, and Jackson maybe a little four corners here. Up by two. Moore crossover dribble against Hanchett. Showing off some handles. Weller to the high post for Patton. She crossed over, makes a move to the basket, into the air, and scores it! Patton has caught fire in the second half. Inbound goes to Bontrager. Nearly stolen, but Bontrager gets it out of there. Trailing by four, the Mounties. Bontrager over to Crowley. She's wide open for three. And it goes up off the rim and over the backboard. About as wide open a three as you can get. And missed. So with under 2 minutes to play, a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. Let's take 60 seconds and we're back with the finale here. 53-49, Jackson leads on 95.9 The Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final minute 54 to go here. Northwest trailing by four at home against Jackson and the Vikings with the ball. Full court pressure here by the Mounties. Elijah Johnson will inbound. Gets it into the middle of the floor for Jada Patton. Brooklyn Bevere. Now they double. Right wing for Moore. She'll dribble out. Hanchett with a steal attempt. Moore on the drive. Gets past everybody into the paint. Blocked! Mallory Anspaugh gets the block and the loose ball. Crowley coming up the floor, pushing the tempo. Into the basket, off the glass. Scored and a foul! Huge bucket! Mary Crowley with minute 33 to play. Gutsy play there. Mary Crowley getting in deep and just almost willing that basketball to get over the rim and into the bucket.
Went around and around on the cylinder before it finally fell in.
An ovation from the crowd. Crowley's free throw short. Rebounded by Jackson. Still a two-point lead for the Vikings. 53-51, minute 28. And Pierce able to get past the defense into the front court. Jackson's going to continue, or the Mountie's going to continue to trap. They trap Moore and Fowler. So 80 seconds to play. It's the seventh team foul on the 1-1 coming for Aria Moore.
That's Josie Bontrager's fourth foul, which was still with a minute 20 left and a lot of game left here, and who knows, maybe some overtime. That's a big call.
It is.
Aria Moore has not scored tonight. Goes to the line for a 1-1.
Missed. Rebound. Bontrager pulls it out of there, dribbling up the floor, and it's gonna go. I think they got it off of Moore's foot. Jackson doesn't like the call, but I'm not surprised. Northwest will keep it. Minute 15 to play, a 30-second timeout from the Mounties bench. If you're just joining us following that thriller over at Grass Lake, our information said 42-41. Michigan Center and the comeback in the fourth quarter from a 7-point deficit to sneak one and get themselves into the district final. And I'll still just say it's unfortunate that those two teams had to play this early in the postseason, because both teams very, very good. And they have, not even just this season, but for the last few seasons, have really, really just battled one another. It's been a fun rivalry. Alizé Tripp had 14 points, 10 in the fourth quarter, to lead Michigan Center back.
And we'll get a quick foul from Lane Slate.
A little wind gust giving us an issue here. But we're back, 36.5, and we got the Vikings at the free throw line.
Kalijah Weathers, Weller going to the line.
She fires. Off the glass. Didn't hit the rim.
That'll be Northwest ball.
Still within three. Inbound goes to Bontrager. 33 seconds. She drives into the corner for Hanchett. And that's a timeout from the Northwest bench. Coach Carroll wants to draw something up.
I still think there's so much time left. I don't think you need to shoot the three-point shot yet, even the last possession. Even though Morgan almost made it, I still like maybe just kind of run your offense, drive. Maybe you get a three-point play the old-fashioned way and maybe force the referees to make a call and get to the line and extend this game a little bit. But if you just keep missing threes, chances are the game's going to get away from you.
30.3 left on the clock here. 54-51. Jackson holding on to a three-point advantage. Holt waiting for whoever wins this one. And Friday night we'll be back here to cover.
Northwest student section getting into it here, trying to urge their parents and fans to find a way to get Northwest at least 3 points, get it into overtime, or find a way to score four and finish this thing.
30.3. That's how much time Northwest has. We get a sideline inbound, and it's Brooklyn Bevier setting up to pass it in. Goes to Lane Slate, deep on the left wing. Bontrager coming out to get it. Excuse me, that's the right wing. Now to Hanchett. Dribbling across the top into the paint. Hands off for Slate. Still outside the arc. She steps back, fires for three. No, off the heel. Rebound, Bontrager. 15 seconds. Back to Slate. Now she drives into the paint, into the air, off the glass. Score it. 9.3. Northwest within one. And another timeout. Let's take a quick 30 seconds, and we'll come back and close this one out on the Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner turned into a windstorm out there. Trying to keep our broadcast going here for you under 10 seconds. What do you do if you're Northwest right here? Trailing by one, 9.3 seconds, you grab the first person who catches it inbounds.
Well, I think you're trying to deny the ball in, trying to get a steal. You know, you got enough time to try to get that first steal, maybe a trap and a steal. But after that, then obviously you don't have time. You got to probably foul. And, of course, Jackson High is probably doing everything they can to get the ball into either Maya Pierce or Jada Patton, probably their best two free throw shooters. You can't let yourself get beat deep here. You can't give up a layup from somebody going deep.
They get into Pierce. Crowley has a momentary tap at it, and now they will foul. 6.7 seconds, and it looks like they will put Kira Johnson on the line.
And that will be the 10th team foul, so that will at least give Kira two shots at this thing.
Fourth foul on Lane Slate. And that free throw misses. A little life breathed into the Mounties.
I believe both teams, Steve, are out of timeout, so we're going to see this thing come to an end here one way or another after this free throw.
Second free throw, 6.7. That rims off, rebounded by Slate. She puts it on the deck, 5 seconds. Crossover, up the floor. There's Crowley, drives in, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch, Jackson, 0.4 on the clock.
No timeouts. It's got to be...
You got, with 0.4, you can catch and shoot, right?
Catch and shoot it. It's got to be a quick one.
2 point, or 1 point game here. Slato inbound. Coming around his hand, it gets in the bounce trigger. Down low. On the rim, busted! Unbelievable finish. Bontrager got it right under the basket, put it up on the rim, and it hung there for a moment. Could not decide whether it was going to go in or off, and it rolls off. And Jackson pulls this one up. Heartbreaker for the Mounties. Exhilarating for the Vikings. An unbelievable finish there, Paul.
You know, that's what these district games are just... So, you know, I don't even know what to say. It's so exciting and so heartbreaking. I mean, that buzzer hadn't even sounded, and Josie Bontrager was full of tears. You know, I mean, just so hard, especially for seniors, and you know, see your career come to an end. And but on the other side, you know, for Jackson High, what a great victory for them here tonight.
Wow, it was hard fought the entire way, and Jackson. As you mentioned, that the three-point lead that they got was the most they ever led by, and it didn't happen until late in this game. And a missed pair of free throws gave Northwest breathing room. I don't know what more you could have hoped for out of a last shot than to get it to Bontrager down low, and really it just felt like it hung on the rim for an eternity before rolling off. And Jackson will move on. 54-53 the final here. As the Vikings move on to the final Friday out here at Northwest against Holt. Let's take 1 minute. We'll come back. We'll let you know what happened statistically and wrap this game up again. The Vikings top the Mounties 54-53 here at 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner. At the end of a thriller here, and wow, gotta love the March mania.
Yeah. Well, you said you didn't know who was going to win this game, and it took till the last 4/10 of a second left in this game to determine who was going to win it, and what a game.
Wow, they really played it down to the wire. Yeah, and you know, hearts broken in that Northwest locker room, but no reason to hang their heads. They battled consistently this entire night, and even at the last moment, they got it. They got the best possible shot you could hope for. Like you mentioned, you come down into a 0.4-second situation, and I'm sure you'd love to be able to call a timeout. So, all right, here's what we want to do. If this, you know, and they didn't have a chance to do that, and the girls went in and made the exact right play, and it just didn't work out for them in the end. What a heartbreaker. And really, Jackson down the stretch had a chance to salt it away at the free throw line and failed to do that. So a little bit of luck on the side of the Mounties to even be in a position to get that shot up. But just wasn't meant to be tonight for the Mounties. Meanwhile, Jackson will head on to the district final on Friday here at Northwest, 7 o'clock. We'll have it right here on the Power Cow. Jackson got outstanding performances from two stud players tonight, and that was Pierce and Patton, the P team.
Yeah.
There, Jada Patton, 20 points. She got hot late in the first half and then had, we assume, a cramp. She did come back and wasn't affected by it or didn't seem to be in the second half. Finishes with 20 points. Really nice night for her, but the Maya Pierce effort tonight, sophomore guard for Jackson, and she was a scoring threat the entire night, 27 points to lead the way for all scorers. And to help Paige Jackson to the win.
Consistent the entire night long. She handled the ball, was kind of played their point guard, shooting guard, scoring guard. And she was pressured all night by, you know, I think Northwest knew that they needed to try to shut her down, and they just couldn't. And she was able to get into her scoring spots. And of course, also Jada Patton, you know, she's tough, especially when she gets the ball down near the basket. She's pretty hard to stop. And it'll be a good matchup with the Holt Rams here on Friday night for Jackson Vikings.
Yeah, this can be a lot of fun. Meanwhile, on our other affiliate, WKHM tonight, Columbia Central gets a victory on Vandercook Lake. Michigan Center outlasts Grass Lake by a point. So the Cardinals and the Golden Eagles will match up on Friday night as well, 7 o'clock out of Grass Lake. So a couple great radio games for you here on these McKibben Media Group radio stations. So let's run down the numbers real quick, Paul, whatever you got. We've talked about the headliners, but what else did we get?
For Northwest here tonight, a losing effort, Lane Slate, good-looking player, freshman. Gonna see a lot of her here in the next 3 years. She finished with 11 points. Mallory Anspaugh finished with one on a one made free throw. Mary Crowley, who played big all night long for the Maloney, she finished with six. Brooklyn Bevere played virtually the entire game. She only scored 1 point, but her defense and rebounding were key for Northwest. Josie Bontrager, she'll finish her career with 14 points tonight. Anya Hedrich, who she played great through three quarters. We didn't see much of her in the fourth quarter. I think they went with more of their little athletic and ball-handling lineup. But she had 6 big points tonight. And Morgan Hanchett, again, another 4-year varsity player. She ends her career with 14 points.
Bontrager, I don't know about Hanchett, but I know Bontrager will matriculate at Lake Superior State University.
Yep.
For next season, she'll continue to play basketball after she graduates here from Northwest High School.
I believe Morgan has signed to play basketball at Alma College next year.
Great.
So they'll both be on to bigger and better things in their college careers, and I'm sure they'll be very successful.
Definitely a lot of success to look back on here at Northwest High School for them. Meanwhile, Jackson just has to look forward to Friday and see how they can match up against a good Holt Rams team. The Holt really come out and dominated Okemos a lot tonight in the opener. And that'll be a tough test for the Vikings on Friday.
Yeah, I did not watch a lot of that game. And by the time I got here, it was probably a 20-point lead already. So, but I know that's pretty good basketball over there in the capital city area. And for Holt to beat Okemos by, nearly 30 points tonight or something, I think that's a pretty good Holt team. So, again, for the Vikings tonight, we mentioned Jada Patton with 20 and Maya Pierce with 27. They did get a little other scoring from three other players with Zoe Langley. She chipped in with 2. Alaysia Johnson had 2. And Amory Hicks made a three-pointer for 3 points.
So the Vikings back at it on Friday, 7 o'clock for the tip. All of our high school postseason basketball brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro. And tune us in Friday on the Power Cow or online at 959thepowercow.com. For Mike Reed back in the studio and Paul Varner, my name is Steve Boyle, and I'll talk to you on Friday night.